This is Ezekiel 7, starting in verse 1. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, this is what the sovereign Lord says to the land of Israel. The end. The end has come upon the four corners of the land. The end is now upon you. And I will unleash my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices. I will not look on you with pity or spare you. I will surely repay you for your conduct and the detestable practices among you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. This is real important because this is not God just talking to physical Israel. This is the Lord speaking to those who call themselves His people. And that refers to now. That refers to now. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Disaster. An unheard of disaster is coming. The end has come. The end has come. It has roused itself against you. It has come. Doom has come upon you. You who dwell in the land, the time has come. The day is near. There is panic, not joy upon the mountains. I'm about to pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices. I will not look on you with pity or spare you. I will repay you in accordance with your conduct and the detestable practices among you. Then you will know that it is I, the Lord, who strikes the blow. The day is here. It has come. Doom has burst forth. The rod has budded. Arrogance has blossomed. Violence has grown into a rod to punish wickedness. None of the people will be left. None of that crowd. No wealth. Nothing of value. The time has come. The day has arrived. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller grieve, for wrath is upon the whole crowd. The seller will not recover the land he has sold, as long as both of them live. For the vision concerning the whole crowd will not be reversed. Because of their sins, not one of them will preserve his life. Though they blow the trumpet and get everything ready, no one will go into battle, for my wrath is upon the whole crowd. Here's the key. It sounds desperate, doesn't it? It sounds frightening. It sounds like the Lord has had it. He's done. And He is. But it's not what you think. It's not what you think. The next verse tells us, outside is the sword, inside are plague and famine. Those in the country will die by the sword, and those in the city will be devoured by famine and plague. All who survive and escape will be in the mountains, moaning like doves of the valleys, each because of his sins. You know when this physically happened? And it's only a precursor of something that's coming again. You know when this physically happened? This happened in 70 AD. Inside the city there was famine and plague. Outside was Rome with the sword. And all those that were outside died. And all those that were inside died of famine and plague. Outside is the sword, inside is famine and plague. Well, this is when Israel's house was left to them desolate. See, this is more than what you think it is. Jesus affirmed all this. There's revelation on the tip of my tongue. There's a fire building in me. As God tells me, turn my head and open my mouth. Turn your head and open your mouth that I may reveal. That I may reveal. I want you to hear this from Matthew 23. Jesus said this in context between what was going to happen soon and what would happen here at the end of these last days. In chapter 23, I want you to start to make a comparison in your heart and in your mind between the Pharisees of that day, of that city of Israel in that day, Jerusalem, to its leadership in that day, and what we know as the church in this day. I want you to keep that in mind while we're reading all through this. But first, we're going to deal with the physical in its context, and then we're going to deal with the spiritual. Revelation is on my tongue. A fire is in my belly. And God says, turn your head and open your mouth that I may speak. Jesus told them in Matthew 23, verse 20, chapter 23, verse 25, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they're full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean." And now you see why the judgment. Inside, plague and famine, and outside the sword. You know, that's not just talking about Jerusalem, the city. If they'd have cleansed their hearts, the inside of Jerusalem, and not left undone the outside, it would have been different. But they didn't. You know, it tells us, for those of us who are in Christ, it tells us in 2 Corinthians 4, of all the pressures that come from the outside, all the pressures that come from the outside, yet inside we're safe. Inside we can't be destroyed. You're struck down on the outside, but inside you're not abandoned. You're renewed. That's being in Christ. That's having the inside cleansed. But you see, these Pharisees were just like the city that was going to be destroyed. On the outside was the sword, and inside was the famine. On the inside of their hearts there was famine and plague. The cup was full of abominable things. The outside was like a brute animal made only to be caught and killed, because the inside was filth. Because the inside was suffering. There was a plague for God's word in their hearts. A famine. There was a plague of sin in their hearts. That leaves nothing but the outside for the sword. If you don't cleanse the inside, then all that's outside is a brute beast that's meant to be caught and destroyed. And this was demonstrated in Israel. This is a demonstration that God has rejected those who would justify themselves according to the flesh. Chapter 7 of Ezekiel is the fulfillment of what Jesus is prophesying here in Matthew 23. Listen. Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they're full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee! First clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean. Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You're like whitewashed tombs. You look beautiful on the outside, but inside you're full of dead men's bones. I want you to make that comparison to the city of Jerusalem. It looked beautiful on the outside when them Romans came to take it, but inside was nothing but famine and plague. It was full of dead men's bones. No food or water could come in when they surrounded that city. Jerusalem in that day was a graveyard. It was a whitewashed tomb, pretty to look at from the outside. But inside it was full of nothing but famine and plague and dead men's bones. Inside you're full of hypocrisy and wickedness. Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous, and you say, if we'd have lived in the days of our forefathers, we wouldn't have taken part with them in the shedding of the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of the sin of your forefathers. Here it comes. Fill up then. Fill up with the measure of the sin of your forefathers, you snakes. You brood of vipers, how will you escape being condemned to hell? Therefore I am sending you prophets and wise men and teachers, and some of them you'll kill and crucify, others you'll flog in your synagogues. And they did, didn't they? They did that to the apostles and the disciples, didn't they? Some of them you'll kill and crucify, and others you'll flog in your synagogues and pursue them from town to town. And so upon you will come all the righteous blood that has been shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. I tell you the truth, all this will come upon this generation. And it did. In 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. It did. That city was destroyed. It was razed. And all that were in it were killed. O Jerusalem! Jerusalem! You who killed the prophets and stole those sent to you! How often I've longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you'll not see me again until you say, blessed is he comes in the name of the Lord. And this shows that Israel, according to the flesh, is desolate. It shows that flesh and blood cannot please God. And it shows that flesh and blood is meant to be caught and destroyed. Because inside that flesh and blood, there's nothing but famine and plague. It's a famine for the Word of God, and it's a plague of sin. So let me read some of this again in Ezekiel 7. Revelation is on my tongue, and a fire is in my belly. And he says, turn your head and speak, that I may show them. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Disaster. An unheard of disaster is coming. The end has come. The end has come. It has roused itself against you. It has come. Doom is upon you. You who dwell in the land, the time has come. The day is near. There's panic, not joy, upon the mountains. I'm about to pour out my wrath on you and spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your conduct and repay you for all your detestable practices. I will not look at you with pity or spare you. I will repay you in accordance with your conduct and the detestable practices among you. Then you will know that it is I, the Lord, who strikes the blow. This is that same event Jesus told him of. Your house is left to you desolate. The day is here. It has come. Doom is born first. Burst forth. The rod has budded. Arrogance has blossomed. Violence has grown into a rod to punish wickedness. None of the people will be left. None of that crowd. This generation. Didn't he say that upon this generation that would see that destroyed? None of that crowd. The seller will not recover the land he sold as long as both of them live. For the vision concerning the whole crowd will not be reversed. Because of their sins, not one of them will preserve his life. Though they blow the trumpet and get everything ready, no one will go into battle, for my wrath is upon the whole crowd. Outside is the sword, and inside are plague and famine. That's the way it was. Outside was the Romans with that sword, and inside was a bunch of people in plague and in famine. And that's the way it is when you walk according to the flesh inside of you. There's a famine for the Word of God, there's a plague of sin, and outside is nothing left but a beast that's meant to be caught and destroyed. And those in the city will be devoured by famine and plague. All who survive and escape will be in the mountains, moaning like doves of the valleys, each because of his sins. Every hand will go limp, and every knee will become weak as water. They will put on sackcloth and be clothed with terror. Their faces will be covered with shame, and their heads will be shaved. They will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will be an unclean thing. Their silver and gold will not be able to save them in the day of the Lord's wrath. They will not satisfy their hunger to fill their stomachs with it, for it has made them stumble into sin. They were proud of their beautiful jewelry and used it to make their detestable idols and vile images. Therefore, I'll turn these into unclean things for them. I'll hand them over as plunder to foreigners and as loot for the wicked of the earth. They will defile it. I will turn my face. Now, so far, we're just dealing with what happened with Israel, and we're seeing how it compares to a man in his heart. Outside is the sword, and inside is famine and plague. And they will desecrate my treasured place. Robbers will enter in and desecrate it. Prepare chains, because the land is full of bloodshed, and the city is full of violence. I will bring the most wicked of the nations to take possession of their houses. I'll put an end to the pride of the mighty, and their sanctuaries will be desecrated. When terror comes, they will seek peace, but there will be none. Calamity upon calamity will come, and rumor upon rumor. They will try to get a vision from the prophet. The teaching of the law by the priest will be lost, as will the counsel of the elders. The king will mourn, the prince will be clothed with despair, and the hands of the people of the land will tremble. And I will deal with them according to their conduct. By their own standards, I will judge them, and they will know that I am the Lord. Now, we think of this as being in the past, and we think of this having to do with just physical Israel, and this is true. This was, in chapter 7 of Ezekiel, was fulfilled, even as Jesus prophesied in chapter 23 of Matthew. It was fulfilled in this great tumult that came upon the city of Jerusalem, where it was destroyed. And the sacrifices were ceased from then on. And the temple was razed. And to this day it has not been lifted up again. That whole way of life was destroyed right there. Only those who escaped into the mountains, what few did, were safe. There was sword on the outside and famine and plague on the inside. Just as was prophesied. Now let's look at it spiritually. Now see the truth for us. Judgment comes first to the house of God, even as it did to Jerusalem. Because the Jerusalem of our day are those who call themselves the church, even as they called themselves Israel. And judgment comes first to the house of God. inside the hearts of this people, this church, is plague and famine. A plague of sin and a famine for the word. And outside is nothing but fodder for the sword. All of their finery, all of their little steeples, all of their little gold hats, all of their fancy cars, all of their palaces, all of their stained glass, it's going to perish. And it won't save them. As silver and gold was laying there in the streets of Jerusalem and couldn't buy them past the Romans, the destruction that God had brought upon them, as Jesus said would happen, being held accountable for all that righteous blood. So this church has a lot to answer for. Those who call themselves circumcised and are not. Those who call themselves Jews and are not. Those who call themselves Christians and are not. See, this punishment was always meant for flesh. But what happens when your spirit is attached to the desires of this flesh? It goes with it. You know what escaping to the mountains is about? It's about your spirit. The spirit is the only thing that made it out. That body and soul died. The inside and the outside died. But the spirit, shamed for its sins, made it to the heights, to the mountains, licking his wounds. You got to start to see this. Will you escape? Will you escape what's coming? A separation is going to occur, just as it did then. That whole way of doing business is going to end. The day has come. It's going to end. What's going to be left are those that are of the Spirit, who are walking in humility and repentance. Repentance. All those who are left trapped inside Babylon, Babylon will be destroyed. Do you understand? Even as the city of Jerusalem was brought down, even as she was raised, the whore of Babylon will come down. A harlot by any other name. Those who worship according to the flesh, whose insides are full of famine and detestable things, their outsides are meant for nothing but the sword. Like brute beasts, they're meant to be caught and killed. That judgment is coming upon this house. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, so that you do not partake of her plagues. Come out. As a harlot dies, so does another. And this is what the Lord has told me tonight. As one harlot dies, so does another. As Jerusalem was destroyed, so will Babylon be. Come out of her. For if I did not show mercy to Jezebel, I will not show mercy to her sister either. Come out of her. Don't be one of those with a plague and famine on the inside and a sword pointed at you from the outside. if you're going to have that sword pointed at you, remember, we of Christ are those who are struck down, but we're not destroyed. Because inside there's not a plague or a famine. Inside is the very presence of God. But to those who don't know Him, they dress themselves up on the outside, but inside they have nothing but plague and famine. Can you see this? There's revelation on my tongue. There's a fire in my belly. And He says, turn your head and speak. And let me warm their hearts. As that great city fell, so this one will too. Salvation is only through Jesus Christ.